Before we get to the six teams for training of middle managers, let us look at the main players in the game. Clearly, it is the leader, the individual follower, the group of followers, and then the organization. Now, the six teams. The first, obviously, is the one-to-one relationships. This topic comes out of social psychology. The relationship of one leader to one follower. This gives us topics like how to avoid giving equal treatment to unequals, how to motivate, how to give feedback, which is the breakfast of champions, how to delegate, how not to end up doing the work of subordinates, etc. Thereafter, we get to the theme two. From the one-to-one, we get to the one-to-many relationships. This brings in the topics of group dynamics and brings us to topics like, would you much rather be loved or respected? The effects of cohesiveness on group dynamics. The relationship between the group structure and its processes. The ill effects of consensus, groupthink, and how to avoid it, etc. Then the main player also jumps in into it. The organizational development. The organization has three aspects: the policies, the structure, and culture. This topic would bring us to subjects like how to create a learning organization, how to correct the organizational structure, how to actively keep the feedback channels open, the difference between acts of commission and acts of omission, how not to protect the unworthy, how to be cruel to be kind. Then we get to the theme four, the leader behavior and his acts. This brings us to the leadership practices, the day-to-day behavior of the leader, the requirement and the technique for the leader to make his expectations known. That would help us to graduate to theme five. That is the cognitive development of the leader. And that brings us to topics like how to think better. What are the hidden traps in decision making? The discipline of thinking through. And above all, how to get the right techniques for selecting the decision in acts of uncertainty. And finally, that brings us to the topic of something which is special to the combat forces. The secret sauce, I call it. How do armies get jobs done, which appear to be absolutely impossible to civil organizations? What is that secret sauce? That will bring us to topics of specific interest to armed forces. Why do soldiers fight? The topic of primary group cohesion. What is the special relationship between soldiers and officers? What type of subordinate should we promote? What is the only pleasure of command? And that, by the way, is command pride and training. How to prepare your men for battle and not for exercises. All these create the six sections of the book and the six themes of training, which I think are necessary for training of middle managers. More on these six sections and the various chapters in the subsequent podcasts. Thank you.